Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today and a high nearing 48 degrees. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 18. A bit warmer as we head in through Wednesday, sunny and a high nearing 52. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And a low of 30 Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 16 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A woman was in the Riley County Jail on Monday after authorities said she struck another woman in the head with a toaster during an altercation that occurred over the weekend. Riley County Police filed a report for aggravated battery and domestic battery in the case, which was reported around 1:17 Saturday in Manhattan. According to Riley County Police reports, a 21-year-old woman and an 18-year-old woman were in an altercation. Riley County Police officials said the 21-year-old female suspect hit the 18-year-old victim in the head with a toaster. Lakeisha Randolph, 21, of Manhattan, was arrested in connection with aggravated battery, according to Riley County Police officials. 2 years after Zach Morrissey was shot to death in a Kansas suburb of Kansas City, his relatives say they're still waiting for answers. Morrissey of Leawood, Kansas, was killed on December 21st of 2019. He was shot in the parking lot of a Leawood apartment complex as he was sitting inside a car with a friend. No arrests have been made. Morrissey was 24. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's time to get locked in before you get locked out. Only at Rusty at Ford. With interest rates set to rise and inflation driving up prices, getting into a new vehicle can be challenging. Don't let this happen to you. At Rusty at Ford, lock in your rate and lock in your price on any new Ford or pre-owned vehicle before it's too late. And that rate can be as low as 0% on select new Fords for up to 60 months. That's right. Lock in 0%. Time is running out. So beat the clock before the new year on higher interest rates and inflated prices. Get locked in now at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Always valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualified. Limited term finance and Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months is $16.67 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates the dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire months end.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Wellington Police Department is investigating the report of two skimming devices found on gas pumps at a local convenience store. Skimmers are used to capture the magnetic strip containing personal data from your credit card. Police didn't identify the store, but said the department is working with the store to identify those responsible. Wellington Police also asked anyone who's recently filled up in town to contact the department if they've noticed any unauthorized or suspicious charges to their credit cards or debit cards over the past several weeks. Wellington Police said anyone with information about this investigation should contact the Wellington Sumner County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. A home in the 500 block of South Jackson in Pratt was completely engulfed during a fire that began around 4:40 a.m. on Wednesday. Pratt authorities contacted the homeowner, who said the house was empty when the fire began. The Pratt County Law Enforcement Center said one firefighter was injured fighting the blaze. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Governor Pete Ricketts is urging Nebraska residents to get vaccinated and tested for the coronavirus and seek early treatment for severe symptoms amid concerns about the Omicron variant and the prospect of a jump in new cases over the holidays. Ricketts issued the holiday warning Monday as leading Nebraska virus experts warned that the Omicron variant appears to be more transmissible, making it a threat even if it isn't as lethal as other variants. Ricketts says he's concerned because roughly 90% of the people hospitalized with the virus in Nebraska are unvaccinated, and the upcoming holidays will mean large family gatherings. The Omaha Stadium that hosts the College World Series each year is getting a new name. The Charles Schwab Corporation on Monday announced it has obtained naming rights to the baseball stadium through 2029. The stadium, previously known as TD Ameritrade Park, will be renamed Charles Schwab Field, Omaha. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Public Works Administrator advised Marshall County Commissioners last week the recycling trailer has been moved from west of town to the Habitat for Humanity thrift shop due to the fact that west of town there was a considerable amount of trash being blown around. The meeting otherwise was mostly routine business. The Marshall County Courthouse will close at noon this Wednesday and remain closed Thursday and Friday this week for Christmas. The courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked December 31st. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County commissioners rejected bids for corrugated steel pipe for culverts amounting to $527,000, well over double the price paid a year ago. A week later, commissioners opted to buy only the amount immediately needed at a cost of $221,000 and not buy extra stock. Consideration was given for flat rail cars that could be accommodated for low water crossings in lieu of culverts. The Washington County Courthouse will be closed this Friday as well as Monday, December 27th for Christmas, and will be open December 31st until noon, closing early for New Year's. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Senior Services Public Transit Administrative Assistant Marie Weaver accepted an offer as interim director of the agency until a new permanent director is hired. She'll be compensated an additional $250 per month, replacing Diane Youngins, who resigned earlier this month. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week received public comment regarding engine braking by trucks near the ethanol plant. Supervisors advised reporting the matter to the state since the state highway is involved. An unidentified man was injured Saturday when he fell from a downtown building roof at 506 Court Street in Beatrice to a secondary roof some 8 feet below. He was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, listed in stable condition. A free community soup lunch will be featured Christmas Day at the Marysville American Legion, with soup, dessert, sandwich, and drink serving 11:30 until 2 for anyone in the community. They will deliver within Marysville city limits if you're homebound. Call those reservations by Thursday to Megan at 785-713-0112. Again, a free community soup lunch Saturday, 11:30 until 2 at the Marysville American Legion. For local delivery if you're homebound, call by Thursday, 785-713-0112. Peter Antascio, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville Wednesday with a rosary at 9:30. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Peter Antascio. John A. Runnebaum, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Runnebaum. Barbara K. Trembley, age 82, of Greenleaf, passed away December 13th. Private family services are planned with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Barb Trembley. Donald Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge for Donald Dodd. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a turkey and Swiss sandwich, cheeseburger soup, relish plate, cranberry salad, and a cookie. Tomorrow, sausage gravy with a biscuit, diced potatoes with veggies, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the colder weather, shop a selection of outerwear by Harriott, Byrne, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Sturdy footwear includes Double H boots, Timberland Pro, Harriott, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. They have Christmas gift ideas, too, including a selection of toys, lots of jewelry. How about jeans, shirts, something for everyone at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Find them on Facebook. Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply.
Everyone knows Bite Me Barbecue offers some of the best barbecue, but did you know they also offer the best Christmas stocking stuffers? If you head down to Bite Me Barbecue today, you can buy a $30 gift card for only $20. So what are you waiting for? Head down to Bite Me Barbecue today to take advantage of this limited time offer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to stay fairly zonal over our region, we can expect to see continuously warming temperatures. Conditions will continue to stay fairly dry and mild throughout this week, with lots of sunshine and clear skies. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the mid-30s through mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-40s through mid-50s throughout Missouri. As we head into the overnight hours, temperatures will remain fairly cool, with lows ranging in the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s through lower 30s throughout Missouri. As we head in through Wednesday, we can expect more sunny weather across the region. These warmer conditions will linger throughout the week and into the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high this date 66, the average low 21, and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:08. Back on the chilly side this morning, it's 16 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 21st of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
If the lack of a white Christmas has you down, let Riverside Market in Blue Rapids help with Christmas centerpieces, wreaths, bouquets, arrangements, and even memorial arrangements for your loved ones' graves. Order fruit and veggie platters, meat and cheese platters, and make it festive with the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
Breakfast is back, one day only Friday, December 24th at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. A special limited menu, 7 to 11 this Friday morning at the Wagon Wheel. Reminding you, buy four $25 gift cards, get two $25 gift cards free now through Christmas Eve. They'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Friday.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
The Vikings get back on track and the NHL takes an early break. Hey everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. The Minnesota Vikings are back at 500 after they beat the Bears 17-9 on Monday Night Football.
Takes the snap, four-man rush. Kirk pats it, fake, JJ, end zone, caught, touchdown!
On KFAN, Minnesota's now 7-7, and if the season ended today, they would make the playoffs. The Raiders kept their playoff hopes alive with a down-to-the-wire win over the COVID-depleted Browns. Kicker Daniel Carlson put one through the uprights as time expired to give Vegas a 16-14 victory. That game was originally scheduled for Saturday, but was postponed because of Cleveland's COVID-19 outbreak. The NHL is pausing its season 2 days early because of a rise in cases across the league. The NHL's Christmas break was supposed to begin Friday, but it's now been pushed forward to Wednesday, with all Wednesday and Thursday games postponed. Games are set to resume December 27th. Of five NHL games originally scheduled for Monday, only one was actually played, and the Stars scored three times in the third period to beat the Wild 7-4. In the NBA Monday, Joel Embiid scored 17 of his 41 in the fourth quarter to lead the 76ers to a 108-103 win over the Celtics.
Embiid, another jumper, this time a little further up, and it's good again. Steps back on Freedom for left wing and cashes it in.
On WPEN, meanwhile, Steph Curry dropped 30 on the Kings. The Warriors beat Sacramento 113-98. College basketball, three of the nation's top four teams were in action. Number one, Baylor crushed Alcorn State 94-57. Number three, Purdue walloped Incarnate Word 79-59. Fourth-ranked Gonzaga on the court as well. They dealt Northern Arizona a 95-49 drubbing. In Major League Baseball, the Oakland A's have elevated third base coach Mark Kotze to be their new manager. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
In a cross-state battle Monday, Hanover girls took Diller Odell 60-35. Hanover boys won the nightcap 66-45. Tuesday night tip-off, Axtell at Linden. Final high school games before the Christmas break. Tuesday night college action, Kansas State pregame at 6, tip-off at 7 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 8, live on FM 95.5.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for America. This holiday season, take the time to let them know that they are in our thoughts. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
This is an agribusiness update. The 2019 version of the Trump administration's market facilitation program overestimated trade damages and was marked by regional payment disparities among farmers growing the same crop, according to an investigation by the Government Accountability Office. The report by the GAO, investigating arm of Congress, called for USDA's Office of Chief Economist to be more transparent about the economic analysis the department uses for such programs. Seth Meyer, who became USDA's chief economist in early 2020 after 2 years away from the department, defended USDA's handling of the program. The Trump administration used USDA Commodity Credit Corp spending authority to launch the first version of the MFP in 2018 after China imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports like farm commodities, with the largest benefit by far going to soybean growers. The 2018 program, in which soy growers are the largest beneficiary, fairly simple, compensating farmers according to the estimate declining commodity sales to China in 2017. The GAO report said the 2017 baseline for calculating trade damages was justifiable. And for 2019, USDA came up with a new payment formula and trade damages based on the highest level of exports over the previous 10 years. Then payments to farmers were calculated according to the county's production of the eligible crops. The changes in formula, though, resulted in growers of several commodities like wheat being overpaid, the report said. For example, the trade damage for wheat was calculated by totaling the highest export level for Durham wheat during the 10-year period, which occurred in 2017, with the highest export level for all other varieties of wheat happened in 2013. USDA then used the total to estimate the 2018 trade decline at $836 million, a figure that was triple the 2018 MFP estimate for trade damages to wheat, twice the value of the U.S. wheat exports to China in 2017. That is an agribusiness update. I'm Ken Rogers on the Four States Ag Leader.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's the latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
10 years... price projection. Oh, it's from USDA. And folks, I don't think they can predict what's going to happen next year. But we do have enough information that we might want to use in our operation for the next year. One of the things that this 10-year thing did, it didn't take into consideration something that I wonder, will it be a big deal? I just found out there was an airline that did a long trip using sustainable aviation fuel, getting rid of diesel. Now, if that becomes a reality and is a big deal with a lot of use, this could make a big difference to soybeans, no doubt about that, and maybe even corn as well. But a big deal that USDA said was going to happen is, first of all, cattle prices would probably be strong over the next 10-year period. Grain prices would probably slip some from their highs today. I'd probably have to agree with them. In the meantime, what about my thoughts on what's happening? Well, I kind of think, first of all, that we probably have seen the high for grain prices for a while, unless this drought continues, not only here, but in Brazil and South America. They've got a problem. If all of this continues, we've got some higher prices to look at. Let's say we do get a little rain, enough to make the crop halfway decent. If all of that happens, folks, I think this. I think grain prices are going to slip a little. Not a crash, but definitely lower than they are today, unless we have somebody like China step into the market and really go crazy. Over on the livestock side, I think we'll be steady to strong. I don't think much different. That's just a guess. See you on the next Equine Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Winter officially arrives today, and we look at some of the legend and lore surrounding the winter solstice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Comedian Ray Romano has a birthday, and the Mayflower Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock on this day in 1620. The winter solstice is occurring this morning as of 10:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and while it's rarely celebrated these days, many of the customs we associate with Christmas originated as solstice observances. In old Europe, this day was known as Yule, when a special Yule log was placed on the hearth. The ancient Celts gave us the holly and mistletoe traditions. Their solstice rituals relied on the magical properties of trees and plants. And even the lighting of candles began as a solstice custom. They were meant to encourage the sun as it reached its lowest point along the horizon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. August winter solstice, 16 degrees start to our day. Highs approach 50 this afternoon on seasonal highs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Chiefs could be without their Pro Bowl tight end this Sunday against the Steelers. According to ESPN, Travis Kelce was placed on the team's reserve COVID list on Monday. Kelce is vaccinated, so there is a chance he could return by Sunday if he meets the testing requirements by then. Kelce has 1,066 receiving yards so far this season, including 191 in a game-winning effort against the Chargers last week. The Chiefs' transaction wire shows kicker Harrison Butker and starting cornerback Javarius Ward have been placed on the list as well. The Wichita State women's basketball team wrap up play before the Christmas break with a home matchup against KU tonight at Charles Koch Arena. Wichita State is 9-2 on the air for just the second time in school history after a win over North Texas on Friday. KU is 8-1 on the year with their only loss to Tennessee in Las Vegas last month. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Only one basketball game tonight after the boys' game was...
We all should have a recap on our game. We'll get that. Hanover defeats Stiller Odell and girls play 60-35. Hanover boys took the nightcap 66-45. Just a single game among area teams on the Tuesday night tip-off. Axtella Linden wrapping up play before the Christmas break.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats, and the first started off with the girls defeating Dillard Odell 60-35. Leading the way for the Wildcats was Keegan Atkins with 19 points, 10 of 13 from the free throw line in an effort that helped Hanover get the W. Caitlin Cliff, 11 points, was the second leading scorer for Hanover. And then on the side of Dillard Odell, it was Miley Weirs with 22 points, 8 of 10 from the free throw line in the loss. Now on to boys action. It was a 66-45 victory for the Wildcats, led by Keegan Dimler's 25 points, where he went 20 points in the first quarter, and which pretty much ended the game in the first quarter for the Hanover Wildcats, followed up by 13 strong points from Emmett Juneman. And then on the side of Dillard Odell, it was Nate Lyons who kept this game alive on the side of the Griffins, but wasn't able to keep them alive long enough as they fell 66-45. I'm Paxton Gordon, and this has been KNDY.
College action tonight. Kansas State pregame at 6 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Kansas pregame at 7:30 on FM 95.5.
KNDY.